The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board in the Toronto GTA area of Southern Ontario, Canada, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness.
And now, right to your host of the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio, Pastor John Ward.
This is my confidence. You never
praise the Lord. This is John Ward. So glad you tuned in tonight for the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio. I want to wish a very happy Mother's Day to all of you beautiful mothers. Happy Mother's Day to you. I hope you've all had a wonderful day today. What a great way to start out the week. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to give a shout out and say wagwan to all of those in Jamaica who are listening to us tonight. God bless you. So glad you tuned in. All my new friends that I've met in Jamaica. I was just in Jamaica last week. I flew home on Monday and got to spend some time with some wonderful people. I love the people of Jamaica. God has really put the people of Jamaica in a special place in my heart. And I got to meet some great people this past week. I was there on a television interview that'll be airing in the next few weeks on Rev Talk, R-E-V-T-A-L-K. Rev Talk is a Christian programming there in Jamaica. And they put on different people that have had experiences and how Jesus and how God has really changed their lives. And of course, I'm one of them. I'm sure one of these days we'll get to my testimony. God is good. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to write in and join us tonight on the show, you can email us at instudio101@gmail.com. Or I would really love to hear from you. You can call us locally at 905-725-1907, or anywhere in North America, you can call in toll free at 1-866-905-REAL. That's 866-905-REAL, R-E-A-L, 1-866-905-7325. Love to hear from you. If you have any questions, any Bible questions, you know, I'm a pastor. I pastor at Word of Faith International Christian Center here in Toronto, Ontario. We're a satellite church from our headquarters, which is in Southfield, Michigan, under the leadership of Bishop Keith A. Butler. He is my spiritual father. You can also check out our website at wordoffaithtoronto.com. Love to hear from you. You also can get all kinds of great resources there at our website. We had a wonderful service. We have two services every Sunday at 9:30 and 11:30. And I had a great testimony this morning. The Lord led me to minister this morning on the subject of not in my house. I hope to get to a little bit of it tonight. Not in my house. And how God has given us as believers authority. And as believers, we have authority in the name of Jesus. God has raised up Jesus and given him a name. The word name is the Greek word unima. And unima means authority and character. He's given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things under the earth, things in the earth, and things in heaven. And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. God has given us that name, that we can use that name to ward off sickness, disease, principalities, powers. Every demon must be subject to the name of Jesus. And that's what was really in my heart tonight to talk about a little bit and to share with you, is that there is a realm in the spirit that we can't see physically. We can't touch it physically, but it's real. And it's really more real than everything in this natural world. I want to read, of course, our text for this whole program is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If you have your Bibles, you should go ahead and grab your Bible and open with me. We'll start here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Once again, part of the exciting aspect of this show on Sunday nights at 8:30 is it's a great way to start out the week. Tomorrow is Monday, and we're going to start out going back to work, doing different things that that all of us do. And you always want to start out the week by putting God first and kind of getting things back into perspective. And the Word of God will do that. The Word of God is truth. The Word of God is light. The Bible says that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. At the entrance of the Word of God brings revelation and understanding. Once again, there is a natural realm that we contact with our physical senses, but there is a realm that's more real than this natural realm, and that is the spiritual realm. So our text here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak." And if you look at verse 18, it says, "While we look not at the things which are seen." Notice what Paul said here by the Holy Spirit. He said, "We do not look at what we see, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal." Or that word temporal means it's subject to change. If you can see it, it is absolutely going to change. Moth and rust are going to corrupt it. It's going to change. Whatever you see right now, it is temporary. And so the Word of God becomes a reality in our lives, that it is absolute truth. And truth means reality. So Jesus said in John 17, verse 17, he prayed to the Father, and he said, "Father, sanctify them," or in other words, "set them apart by thy truth. Thy word is truth." And the word truth means reality. So if there are things going on in your life right now that you can see, it's not reality. Now just let that settle in for a minute. Think about it. If you can see it, it's not reality. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. If you can see it, it's not real. You say, "What do you mean it's not real?" Of course it's real. You need to understand that what you can see is going to change. I know when I look in the mirror, I'm 47 years old now. When I look in the mirror, I'm not the same looking person that I was 30 years ago, or when I was 15 or 14. Of course, when I was 15, I had a lot more hair than I do today. If you could see me right now, you could see that my head is shaved. So I look different. And everything that you can see is changing. It's growing old. As a matter of fact, the scripture says that bodily exercise profiteth little, or profits for a short time. But godliness is profitable both in this life and forever, having a promise of the life to come. The Word of God doesn't change, and the Word of God, when you exercise it, will produce an eternal reward. The Bible also says, though our outward man perishes, though this physical body is perishing, the inward man is renewed day by day. How is it renewed? It's renewed by the Word of God. Your inward man is not going to be renewed if you don't do something. That's why turning into the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio will feed your faith and starve your doubts. When you tune in, we'll begin to deal with different situations, and we will feed you with the Word of God, which will cause your spirit to grow. And if you have questions, once again, I'm a pastor, so I'm used to questions. I love questions. Call up, and here's one thing you're going to find out about me and about our folks at Word of Faith, is that we're not going to give you our opinion. Why? Because opinions are cheap. I learned from my spiritual father a long time ago, Bishop Keith Butler. He said, never believe the words of a preacher. If he can't show you in the Bible, you're under no obligation to receive it. Don't receive anything from anybody unless they can show you in the Word of God. The Bible says, let no man deceive you. One thing you have to understand is that all deception is self-deception. Satan can't deceive you unless you sign for the package. It's just like when a UPS driver or a FedEx driver comes to your house and they want you to sign for a package. I had this happen last year. A package came to my house and they wanted me to sign for it. And I looked into it a little further and found out that the package wasn't for me. Well, if I had signed for it, I would have been responsible for whatever those contents were. But I refused it. I said, no, I'm not going to sign for it. And they took it back. Well, it turned out that it was thousands of dollars worth of products that if I had signed for it, I would have been responsible for making sure that it got back to where it was supposed to be. You need to understand that Satan is trying to get us to sign for packages every day. But just because he's trying to dump something on you, don't mean you have to sign for it. Amen. Go ahead and say amen. Praise the Lord. You don't need to sign for every package. We need to understand that unless it's in the Word of God, we don't need to sign for it. And that's why the Word of God is so precious and so important to us. Praise the Lord. We got a few people emailing us. Chuck Bowen says, hello, Pastor Ward. My family and I could not wait to hear from you this evening. Praise God. We live in Vancouver, British Columbia, sounding great with the wonderful word of our Lord. Thank you, Chuck. Chuck, so glad that you've tuned in tonight. If you have any questions or you'd like to call us, you can call in toll free at 1-866-905-REAL, 7325. 866-905-REAL, real. Love to hear from you. And you can also email us tonight at instudio101@gmail.com. Fret Polavine has also emailed us. Hello, Pastor. Thank you for feeding us the word tonight. We love your show. Happy Mother's Day to your wife. Wow. I'll tell Cheryl. Thank you, Fret. So glad to hear from you. And I hope you've had a wonderful Mother's Day. So, once again, here in chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, verse 18, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen. He says, don't look or focus on the things that are seen. Why? Because the things that you can see are not reality. Now, that's deep. For a lot of us, that's really deep because we are so used to living according to this natural world. We're used to living what the Bible calls a carnal life. Now, the word carnal, C-A-R-N-A-L, is found multiple times in the scripture. I'll see if I can pull it up here and tell you how many. And the word carnal literally means body ruled, R-U-L-E-D, body ruled, which means that you are governed by your physical senses. And your physical senses are what you can see, taste, touch, smell, hear. Those are your physical senses. But your physical senses cannot contact reality. Your physical senses can only contact the things that are going to change. If you can see it, it's going to change. Verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen. He said, don't focus on this. But at the things which are not seen, for the things that are seen are temporary. Now, I want to go back here. Let's see, 2 Corinthians. I'm going to pull this word up because I think I know what it is. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So studying the Word of God means that you need to look up to see what these words mean. The King James was translated in the New Testament from the Greek language, and the Old Testament was translated from the Hebrew language. I want to digress for just a moment and tell you that not next Sunday, but the following Sunday, May 26th, you're going to have a very special guest on this radio program. His name is Chris Palmer. He's a dear friend of mine, and he's a Greek scholar. He's got his master's in Greek, and he knows this stuff in and out. And I encourage you to tune in 2 weeks for sure, obviously every week, but on the 26th, and he's going to have some really amazing insight on the scripture from the original Greek language. And he's finishing a book right now. I believe it's done. It's going to be released in September on the book of Revelation. And man, he's got some good stuff, and really be a great blessing to you. His name is Chris Palmer. He's got a great program that he does on Instagram every week. It's called Greek for the Week, and he's got thousands of followers. You can check him out, do a little search, Greek for the Week. And Chris Palmer is a great blessing. He's going to be live on this radio show. He's also going to do a couple other shows for me while I'm in Israel. Coming up in June, I'm going to be in Israel. If you would like to go to Israel, we are taking a group on September 8th of this year for 10 days in Israel. It's a very affordable trip. It's $3,600 Canadian, which equates to about $2,800 US, and it's a four-star trip, and it is an amazing adventure. Your life will never be the same when you visit Israel. You'll walk where Jesus walked. You'll walk where the apostles walked. It's a life changer. So I encourage you to pray about that. So back here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, he says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, for the things that are seen are temporal." And this word look, while we look not, is the Greek word skopeo, S-K-O-P-E-O, skopeo. Skopeo comes from the word skopios, which means to focus in on. So the idea of skopios is a marksman who has a rifle, and he's looking down the barrel of the rifle through a scope, and he closes one eye, and all he's doing is focusing through the scope to see what is being illuminated on the other side, which means he blocks out everything around him and focuses on his target. So once again, he says, while we look not at the things that are seen. So he says, we close one eye, and we focus in and we target in on the things that are eternal, understanding that everything around us that this natural world can contact through our physical senses is temporary. If you can see it, it's going to change. That's why it's so important that we not put our trust in what we see. If you put your trust in what you see, you are going to be disappointed, my friend, every single time, because everything that you can see is going to change. How many have found out that people will disappoint you? People will let you down. But I got good news for you. God will never let you down. And think about the other side of the coin. You are going to let people down at times too. Man, sometimes it breaks my heart when I let people down, but I'm not God and I'm not perfect. And if you're putting your eyes on me or you're putting your eyes on any man, you've got your eyes on the wrong thing, because people are going to fail you. People are going to disappoint you. Let's take a look at someone else who's written into us. Harry Lutkin, thank you for the word this evening. Happy Mother's Day to all of our Christian sisters out there who are moms. Pastor, do you have a website? I do. My website is wordoffaithtoronto.com. That's wordoffaithtoronto.com. Thank you so much for listening in tonight. Also have an email here from Joyce Latkiski. And Joyce says, hi, Pastor. Where can we get more information on the trip to Israel? I'm so glad you asked. All you have to do is go to our website, wordoffaithtoronto.com. And when you click on there, you'll go down just a little bit. I'll go ahead and get on there right now. And you'll go down to where it says Israel. Click on that link. And then there's going to be, okay, so I'm getting there now. You go down, it'll see right past the new service times. And then it says 2019 Israel Tour. I'm at wordoffaithtoronto.com. Click on Israel Tour. And you'll go down and you'll see two links. One says information package and application form, and you can click on that. And then you can go down just an inch to trip itinerary, and you can click on the itinerary, and it'll tell you all about the trip to Israel. And then also you can write us specifically regarding Israel to Holy Land Tour at wordoffaithtoronto.com. That's Holy Land Tour at wordoffaithtoronto.com, and we'll send you the link or any other information that you want. In order to secure a seat, you just need to send in a $300 deposit, and that goes directly to the travel agent. The travel agent handles all of the trip for us. I've done it myself. We've planned it and gone directly with LL Israel. But it's much easier to let the travel agent do all the work. So you'll just go directly with the travel agent. Also want to give a shout out to Kyle Bradley. He says, love your radio show. Thank you for it. Kyle, so glad you tuned in. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to call in to us at 866-905-REAL. 866-905-REAL, R-E-A-L. Also, you can email us at instudio101@gmail.com. So we're over here right now in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. And once again, the scripture says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. And we're talking about the difference between being carnal and being spiritual. Carnal means that you are body ruled. Carnal means that you live by your senses. But I think many of you know this, but I'm going to tell you if you don't. If you turn to the next page in your Bible, to chapter 5, or if you're on an iPad or iPhone, just go a little bit down to chapter 5, and you'll see in verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So right here, Paul is describing two different realms. You have the realm of faith, and you have the realm of sight. Now go back to chapter 4 and look at verse 13, and it says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore I have spoken, we also believe and therefore speak. The Bible says that when God made us, and he breathed into us the breath of life, we became a living soul. Now, the word soul in Genesis chapter 2, I believe it's verse 7, it says the word soul is the Hebrew word nephesh. Nephesh means a speaking spirit. So literally, he says that when God made us in his image and his likeness, and he breathed into the body, the spirit of man, man became a speaking spirit. So what God has done is God has connected your tongue to your spirit. Your tongue is able to contact the spirit realm, whereas your fingers, your ears, the rest of your body can't contact the spirit realm. But your tongue is able to contact the spirit realm because your tongue is connected to your spirit. Jesus said this. He said, out of the abundance of the heart or the spirit, the mouth speaks. The tongue is connected to the spirit. In Jude verse 20, the scripture says that, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So when you pray in the Holy Ghost, when you pray in other tongues, your tongue is speaking forth the mind of God. Your tongue is speaking forth utterance that is coming from your spirit, and you are contacting the realm of the spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2 says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Now, what do we call that when we talk to God? We call it prayer. So he says, he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men but unto God, for no man understands him. In the spirit he speaketh mysteries. So you're speaking forth the perfect will of God when you are speaking in other tongues, and you are contacting the realm of the spirit. Sometimes why people have a difficult time speaking in tongues or have a difficult time believing is because they're not doing what the Bible says in looking not at the things which are seen, but they're looking at the things in this natural realm. When you look at the things in this natural realm, you'll become natural. We're not supposed to look at the things in this natural realm. God has called us to be spiritual. See, spiritual doesn't mean that you have a cross around your neck. Spiritual doesn't mean that you have a Jesus loves you bumper sticker. Spiritual doesn't mean that you are telling everybody about Jesus and shoving Jesus down everybody's throat. That's not what spiritual means. Spiritual means that you believe the word of God and you do the word of God. That's what being spiritual is. I know a lot of very spiritual people. I've been walking with the Lord now for 25 years. I've been in the ministry full-time for 15 years. And God has so blessed me with some amazing relationships, some people that are in my life, that speak into my life, that are mentors to me, that through my spiritual father, Bishop Butler, he's connected me with some amazing men and women of God. And some of the most spiritual people are some of the most natural people that you will ever meet. They're not spooky and freaky. They're people who are natural, but they're spiritual, if you understand what I'm trying to say. Being spiritual means that you believe God's word and you do God's word. Let's take a look here once again in verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. We found out that this word look is the Greek word skopios. And skopios means like having a pair of binoculars, and you put those binoculars up to your eyes, and those binoculars, they zoom in, they magnify whatever you're looking at, and it causes everything in your peripheral vision to be shut out. God wants us to shut out everything in our peripheral vision, everything that you can see in this natural realm, and look at the things which are eternal. Once again, verse 18 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, while we don't look at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, or they are temporary or subject to change, but the things which are not seen are eternal. If you are dealing with depression, or you're dealing with heaviness, or you're dealing with frustration, or you're dealing with confusion, the problem is that you are looking at the things that are around you. And the things in this earth will absolutely 100% depress you if you focus in on them. Once again, chapter 5 and verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Let's take a moment and say hello to a couple of our friends. Michael Barone has written in, Michelle. Michelle says, hello from Portland, Maine. Praise God. Thank you for my spiritual diet this evening. Praise the Lord. I look forward to your teachings each week. Michelle, thank you so much. That means the world to us. And my good friend Ryan Coxon, he says, great teaching. I look forward to hearing you every week. Thank you for your being obedient to the Holy Spirit and having this broadcast every week. It is truly a blessing. Thank you, Ryan. I shared with the radio audience a couple weeks ago that when we first started, that I'm not doing this tonight because I had an idea to do a radio show. I'm doing this out of obedience to the Holy Spirit. Our wonderful producer here at Reality Radio 101, I ran into him several weeks ago, Gary, and he told me he owned a radio station. And that bore witness with my spirit that I'm supposed to pursue this a little more. And I went to a minister's conference in Fort Worth, Texas. And when I was at this minister's conference, it's for full-time ministers only. It's a fairly large conference. And I was at a luncheon with a bunch of ministers. And this evangelist came up to me out of the blue. And he said, John, I don't know if this means something to you, but the Holy Spirit keeps saying to me, radio. And I knew at that moment that that was a witness that I'm supposed to do this radio show. And God just really began to minister to me that I needed to do this. I let it go for a few weeks, and then he brought it back to me again. And here we are tonight. This is our third week, Gary?
It's our third week, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. And we're just having a great time. Feeding our faith and starving our doubts. Glory to God. And so now, once again, we're looking here at 2 Corinthians 4:18, and he says that we are not to look at the things which are seen. If you look and you live your life by things that are seen, then you are what the Bible says, carnal. I want to take a look at a couple other scriptures. If you have your Bibles, flip over to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, that's in the New Testament. If you don't have a Bible, the day that we live in, all you got to do is go on the internet and you can go to Bible.com. There's a whole bunch of great websites that you can go to. YouVersion is also a good one. I personally use Olive Tree. Olive Tree is an app you can download. You do have to buy some of the different translations, but you can start out with a free version. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1, if you be risen with Christ, anybody out there risen with Christ, shout amen. I heard you, amen. No, I didn't really, but I believe you shouted amen. Amen. If you're risen with Christ, he says, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection. Now, the word affection here in the Greek is the word phroneo. Phroneo means to exercise the mind. So he says, set your mind, or set your exercising of the mind, what you're thinking about, on things above, not on things of the earth. If you're depressed, if you're having a hard time sleeping, here's your problem. You're thinking too low. You're thinking about things on this earth. You're thinking about what's going to happen to you, what's not going to happen to you, what might happen to you, what about your bills, what about your health, what about your family, what about your relationships, all these questions and all these things. We'll get to this. I don't know if we'll get to it today. We'll get to it at some point. But all these questions that arise in your head are not natural. They are supernatural. See, the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not natural, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Where do you think every thought comes from? I learned this from Brother Kenneth Copeland years ago. Every thought that you have does not come from you. As a matter of fact, thoughts originate from one of two places. Thoughts, original thoughts, come from God, because everything originally comes from God. But then you have thoughts that come from Satan. And Satan is not a creator. Satan is a perverter. And what he does is he takes creation and he perverts it. Now, when I say the word pervert, you probably, the first thing you think about is sexual perversion. Well, when God made sex, and he made sex to be beautiful between a husband and a wife. Oh, I think I just woke up some of you. I said sex and you woke up. Praise the Lord. But what Satan does is he perverts everything good that God makes. And now this earth is full of sexual perversion, but it didn't originate with God. What originated with God was beautiful sex and sexuality. And it came for two reasons. It came to be fruitful and to multiply, to replenish this earth, to restock this earth with children and with more God's creation. But it also came for intimacy between a husband and a wife. Sex is not for people who are dating. Let the church shout amen. Sex is only for husbands and wives who are committed one to another. But anything good that God makes, Satan will try to pervert it. And so these thoughts that we have so many times, we have to discern, are they God thoughts or are they demonic thoughts? And if they're demonic thoughts, he said the weapons of our warfare are not natural. That 2 Corinthians, where is that? Tell you where it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3 and 4. He says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. See, even though you're in the flesh, you're not supposed to walk in the flesh. I don't know if some of you understand. Being spiritual means you live and walk after the word of God. Being carnal means that you live after the flesh, which means you go by what you feel, see, taste, touch, smell. You live after your senses. And Satan lives in the realm of the senses. He'll make mincemeat out of you if you live in the sense realm. If you try to defeat the devil in the sense realm, you will lose every single time. He knows what he's doing. He's been doing it for thousands and thousands of years. He is a master deceiver. And that's why he says, while we look not at the things that are seen, for the things that are seen are temporary, but we look at the things which are eternal, the things that are not seen, which is what? The word of God. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things that we see were made by those things which do not appear. In other words, what you see was not created by what you see. What you see was created by the word of God. Everything was made by God's word. Praise the Lord. And so in verse 4 of 2 Corinthians 10, he says, the weapons of our warfare are, the word warfare here in the Greek means our military service, are not carnal. In other words, they're not natural. They're not body ruled. But our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down, verse 5, imaginations. The word imaginations is the Greek word that means reasonings, casting down reasonings and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge, gnosis, the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We are to keep our eyes on the word of God, looking to the word of God for understanding, looking to the word of God for answers, looking to the word of God for reality. Remember, once again, Jesus said in John 17, verse 17, praying to the Father, he said, Father, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word truth means reality. What you can see right now is not real. You say, Pastor, what do you mean it ain't real? I can touch it. I can feel it. If you can see it, it's subject to change, which means it's not reality. What is reality is the word of God that is eternal that you can't see. But the things of the realm of the spirit are more real than the things in this natural realm, because the things of the spirit are eternal, where the things in this natural realm are temporary. You, my friend, are a spirit. Whether you're born again and you believe in Jesus or you're not born again, you're a spirit. You're made in the image and the likeness of God. He made you like him. But when we were born into this world, we were born as sinners after the similitude or after the likeness of Adam. When Adam sinned and he died, every single one of his offspring were born dead. What do you mean born dead? You talking about a stillborn baby? No, I'm not talking about the dead meaning that you don't have a heartbeat. That's natural. Dead means that you are disconnected from God. Spiritual death means you are separated from God. And every one of us are born into this earth separated from God. And we need a Savior. A Savior who can bring us back to God, who can redeem us. And I got good news for you tonight. Our Redeemer lives. His name is Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let me get to somebody who just wrote into us. If you'd like to write into us, I'd love to hear from you tonight. You can email us at instudio101@gmail.com. If you are listening to us, right there on the screen, you're going to see phone numbers and email address where you can write into us. So at any time, you can call that phone number, 866-905-REAL. Locally, 905-725-1907. Love to have you call in. It would really be a blessing. You can also email us at instudio101@gmail.com. And here's my friend Chris Cruikshank. Hello, Pastor John. So good to hear some great teachings here in Paris, Ontario, on the radio. Thank you for being obedient and following the Lord's instructions to go on the radio. Blessings to you and Cheryl. Cheryl's my wife. and says, love Chris and Wanda. So glad to hear from you, Chris and Wanda. We love you guys. We hope to see you guys real soon. Anybody that's in the Toronto area or you're going to be visiting the Toronto area, we'd love to have you come to our church. Our church is located at 65 Sunrise Avenue. We're in the Eglinton and Victoria Park area on the northeast side of Toronto, about a 10-minute drive from the downtown area, very easy to get to. And our services are every Sunday at 9:30 in the morning, as well as 11:30. We have two Sunday morning services, 9:30 and 11:30 every Sunday. We also have midweek service on Wednesday at 7 p.m. I'll be preaching this Sunday at 7 p.m. And if you can't make it or you're somewhere far away, you can always go to our website, wordoffaithtoronto.com, and we are live via live stream. Every service is live streamed, and the archives are all available on our website. You can also click in and go to any of our archives. I encourage you big time to tune in to today's service, the second service, 11:30 a.m., service this morning. And we had a time in the Lord today ministering Not in My House, how to keep the devil out of your house and keep him from messing with you and your family. Not in My House. You can go on to wordoffaithtoronto.com and you can listen to it for free. Praise the Lord. I got an email here from Paula Stottle. And Paula says, Pastor, I do not know if your listeners know this, but true story. We know as a commandment that we should not steal. However, there is one exception according to the Gideon Bible Society website. When in a hotel, if you need a Bible, steal it from your hotel room. According to the website of Gideon, they have agreements with all hotels and motels worldwide to actually encourage people to take their room Bibles if needed. They supply free of charge as many Bibles that are requested by any motel or hotel in the world, and the society wants folks to read the Bible. Praise God. So go ahead, take a Bible today if you need one, and remember to support the Gideons with a financial gift if you can. That's awesome, Paula. I did know that, but I had forgotten that, so it's a great reminder. You're not stealing it. It's a gift, and they want you to read the Bible, and so does God.
And, Pastor, we have a phone call for you. I don't know if it's in regards to that, but
praise God.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor Jim. I'm just going to sing a song for you, which is just a very short song because you're really touching life, and we're so blessed by your teaching. And the song says, thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was saved. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Thank you very, very much for giving to the Lord, giving yourself to the Lord. We thank you for your teaching. It's so inspiring and so soul-saving. God bless you so much, Pastor John Ward. And God bless Pastor Cheryl, too, and the Word of Faith Church.
Praise God. Thank you so much for calling in. What a blessing. I still can't get a smile off my face. Let me just pray a blessing over you and over all of those that are listening right now. Father, I just thank you for my dear sister and all my brothers who are listening tonight. Father, I pray that you would grant unto them the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, the eyes of their understanding to be enlightened, that they might know what is the hope of your calling and what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to usward who believe, the same power that you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and every name that is named in this world and that which is to come. Father, I pray that you would teach all of us and give us grace tonight to walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. God bless you, caller. Have a great night.
Amen. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. So we're talking tonight about the realities of the realm of the Spirit. If you also want to call in with a question or a comment, you can call in to 905-725-1907 or toll free 866-905-REAL. You can also email us at instudio101@gmail.com. I remember listening to Benny Hinn many years ago. One of the first books I read when I first recommitted my life to the Lord in 1993 is that a book called Good Morning, Holy Spirit. And I remember hearing him minister later about the things of the Spirit. And he was talking about how he was referring to his musician. Her name is Cheryl. And he said, Cheryl, I can feel that you're real right now. But Jesus is more real to me than me feeling you right now. And see, when you put your faith and your trust and your confidence in the Word of God, your spirit man gets stronger and stronger. Once again, the Bible says that the outward man is perishing, but the inward man is renewed day by day. When you have a steady diet of the Word of God, and not just reading the Bible, not just speaking the Bible, not just hearing the Bible, but most importantly, my friend, doing the Bible. See, anybody can learn the Bible. You can have a PhD in religious studies and yet have not 1 ounce of faith, because faith does not grow by knowledge. Faith grows by doing. When you become a doer of the word, you become blessed. When you become a doer of the word, you become strong. When you become a doer of the word, the word of God becomes real to you. It becomes strength on the inside of you. Anybody can speak the word and quote the word, but not everybody has the gall, has the boldness to do the word. Because it's in those times when things are difficult, and in those times when it doesn't make any sense in the natural, that God is calling us to do the word. And when you do, you will see the results come into your life. Let's go back once again to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And our text tonight is verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, or in other words, subject to change. And then chapter 5, verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. What in the world does it mean to walk by faith? Well, it means two things. Why don't you flip over very quickly to Romans chapter 10. And if you're taking notes, you can just write these down and come back to them and take a look at them later. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. And Romans 10:17 says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, the word here is rhema. And rhema means the spoken word of God. So faith does not come by just hearing a preacher preach the word. Faith doesn't come by listening to a tape or a message with someone preaching the word. It doesn't come by just reading the Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the spoken word of God. That's God, or the Holy Spirit, breathing life to the word inside your spirit. Holy Spirit has come to live on the inside of every born-again believer. If you have made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, Holy Spirit is inside your spirit. And what he wants to do is take the word of God and breathe life on it. And when you believe God's word, when you take him at his word, Holy Spirit begins to breathe life on the inside. And now faith is born. Some people sometimes say, well, all of a sudden, I understood it. All of a sudden, the light bulb went on. All of a sudden, I had this reality of knowing that what God said was true. And when that happens, that's called faith. But like what Benny Hinn said, how the things in this natural world are not as real as the things of the spirit, when you then have that light bulb turn on, the light bulb is not so you can have, like Benny Hinn said, a spiritual picnic. So you can just feel good or get excited. No, man. The word becomes alive so you can do it. This is what James tells us. James says that faith without works is, somebody help me, dead. In other words, there's no life for faith unless you do it. And when you do it, now the reality begins to come. But let me go ahead and throw this out there. When you make a decision to act on the word of God, and God begins to move in your life, there's also going to be opposition. Paul said this, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Let me read another email here, and then let's go over to Mark. Turn with me over to Mark chapter 4 while I read this email. We have an email from Riley Tanguin. I hope I said your name right, Riley. Hi, just tuned in. Wow, what a show. I'm listening from Tulsa, Oklahoma. What a radio show. I heard about you from the Gospel Pulse radio show that is on your radio station at 10 p.m. I am hooked on you. Thanks. Praise God, Riley. So glad you tuned in. Tell your friends. Send them an email. Put me on Facebook. You can put on realityradio101.com on Facebook and tell folks to tune in. Love to hear from you. And love to have you tune in. And if you have any questions, please write us at instudio101@gmail.com or you can call us at 866-905-REAL. We had our first caller tonight, and she sang me a song. Praise the Lord. So glad you all are listening, and I'm so glad that we are here with the opportunity to feed your faith and starve your doubts. I want to share a quick testimony before I read Mark chapter 4. If you got your Bible, go with me to Mark chapter 4. I want to show you something here in the Word of God about what happens when you become a doer of the Word. We have a lady that I just met who came to help us and do a little work at the house. And she was there for a short time, and I started talking to her about Jesus, and she'd heard of Jesus, but she doesn't know anything about the Bible. I don't meet too many people these days that don't have some religious background. She's got none, and yet she's in my house and hearing about Jesus, and within about 5 minutes, she gave her heart to the Lord. Praise God. She got born again right there in my house, and my wife and I gave her a Bible. And I know we're going to see her again, and she's beginning now to grow in her faith, and now heaven is her home. You know, those are works that Jesus said that we would do. Jesus said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Leading people to the Lord is not the job of a pastor. Let me say that again. Leading people to Jesus is not the pastor's job. Sheep beget sheep. The job of the local church of leading people to the Lord is that of believers. Believers beget believers. Sheep beget sheep. Lambs beget lambs. Well, hopefully they become sheep first. But you understand what I'm saying. And so all of us should be leading people to the Lord. Praise God. So now, go back over to, let's go to Mark chapter 4, and beginning with verse 13, he, referring to Jesus, Mark 4:13, he said unto them, I'm gonna paraphrase a little bit so you understand me. This is Elizabethan English I'm reading. This is the King James Version. He said, don't you know this parable? How then will you know any parable? The sower sows the word. The word here is the Greek word logos. Logos is referring to the written word. There are two main words referring to word. Logos is the Greek word that refers to the scripture or the written word, who is Jesus. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. All things that were made by him. Without him was nothing made. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The word logos is referring to Jesus, who was, who is, and whoever shall be, and who is to come. But then the word rhema, R-H-E-M-A, is the word referring to the spoken word, not spoken word with your physical ears. Remember, we walk by, come on, help me, we walk by faith and not by sight. So the word rhema is the word that's illuminated in your spirit by the Holy Spirit, and that word produces faith. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the rhema. So verse 14, the sower sows the word. Well, when the word is sown into your spirit, the logos, it's the Holy Spirit that brings life on the logos, and it produces rhema, and then that rhema produces faith in your spirit, but it doesn't produce power until you act on it. How do you act on the word? Well, back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. What is our text? We having the same spirit of faith, we believe, therefore we speak. When you speak the word of God, you are acting on the word, which means now your faith becomes alive, your faith becomes active, your faith becomes powerful. My friend, whatever situation you're dealing with right now, Holy Spirit will give you a word. In the book of Psalms, he says that God will give you a song of deliverance. He'll give you words that you need to overcome your situation. But those words are not just so you can feel good or so you can have knowledge. Those words are so you can change your situation. What you see is temporary. What you see is subject to change. But what you don't see, which is the word of God, is eternal. And when you begin to speak the word of God in your situation will begin to change. Praise the Lord. So notice here, he says, the sower sows the Logos, the word of God. And these are they by the wayside, the sidewalk, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately. And this is what I wanted to draw your attention to. When the word is sown, Satan comes immediately to take away the word. In Romans, the 7th chapter, and if you're turning with me, go ahead and turn over to Romans chapter 7. And this is what the Apostle Paul says here by the Holy Spirit. Always remember, when you're reading the Bible, even though most of the New Testament is authored by Paul, Paul was nothing more than an instrument. He was nothing more than a holy man who was moved by the Spirit of God to pen these words that God inspired him so that we could have these words. So when we read these words, even though Paul penned it, we know that it comes from the Holy Ghost. And so notice here in Romans chapter 7, he says in verse 21, Romans 7:21, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. In other words, Satan comes immediately to steal the word of God. Let me take a moment here and give a shout out to Sheila Paul. Sheila says, howdy, what an absolute fantastic show. Praise God. Thank you for your ministry. It is awesome. Praise God. We just got a couple minutes left here. If you want to email us real quick before we go off the air, you can email at instudio101@gmail.com, or you can also call in at 866-905-REAL. Our website, my personal website for the ministry, is wordoffaithtoronto.com. That's wordoffaithtoronto.com. I had some people earlier in the show that are interested in going to Israel with us. We'll be going on September 8th. You can go to wordoffaithtoronto.com and listen there. You can click on the button there for Israel and get more information on going to Israel with us. Also, today's message at church, I encourage you to listen to the second service, which is entitled Not in My House, Not in My House, How to Keep the Devil Out of Your House and Not Give Him Any Place. You can go on to wordoffaithtoronto.com and go to the archives and listen to the second service today, 11:30 service. And it'll really be a blessing to you. Won't cost you a penny. It's free of charge. We have another email here from Walter Panisse. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Forgive me if I am not. Walter says, thank you for my Sunday evening uplifting word. I absolutely love your preaching. What is your church? Thanks for the education. Our church is called Word of Faith International Christian Center. We're located here in the city of Toronto. We're a satellite church of Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan, under the leadership of Bishop Keith A. Butler. He is my spiritual father and my pastor. My wife, Cheryl, and I, we have been the senior pastors for the last 9 years of Word of Faith Toronto. We're an independent church here in Toronto. Love to have you come out and visit with us. We meet every Sunday morning. We have two services, 9:30 and 11:30. And all of our services are live streamed, so you can tune in anywhere you are and listen in. Also, you can like us on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff. Just go to our website, wordoffaithtoronto.com, and you can tune in there and listen. We're so glad that you've been tuning in with us tonight. What a blessing to be able to come into your home and to bring you the Word of God. I remind you that on May 26th, we'll have a very special guest right here with Gary in the studio, Chris Palmer, who is a Greek scholar. He has a weekly one-minute program he does called Greek for the Week. I encourage you to search him up, Greek for the Week. It'll be a great blessing to your life. I just want to encourage you this week once again that 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes focused on the Word of God and keep fighting the good fight of faith. Until we see you again, God bless you. Jesus loves you. I love you. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101.
Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my call.